This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 36 for Thursday, August 26th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were steady to lower on Thursday, with intermonth spreading a feature as commercial traders adjusted positions. Canola was down 40 cents to nearly $14. Nearby November down only 40 cents at $914 per ton at the final bell. January it's down 210 at $895.50. Losses in Chicago soy oil put pressure on values, although soy meal was higher on the day. Positioning ahead of Statistics Canada's survey-based production estimates set for release next week Monday accounted for much of the activity. Traders generally expect to see a decline in canola production compared to the 18.7 million tons grown last year, but the extent of that reduction remains to be seen, with estimates coming in anywhere from 11.5 to 16 million tons. Ag Canada released their own supply-demand forecasts this morning, pegging the canola crop at 15 million tons. They also see exports in the current marketing year at 7 million. That'd be well below the 10.9 million moved last year. In the U.S., soybeans were mostly lower, corn mixed, and wheat higher. Soybeans down 6 cents in the November contract at $13.26 per bushel. Recent Midwestern rainfall and forecasts calling for relatively favorable growing conditions over the next week helped take some of the weather premium out of the market. However, solid export demand provided support. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales of over 1.8 million tons were at the higher end of trade guesses. The USDA also announced private export sales this morning to China and other unknown destinations. Corn it traded to both sides of unchanged, down a penny in the December contract at the final bell at 5.50 and 3 quarters. Weekly new crop U.S. corn export sales of just under 700,000 tons were at the lower end of expectations, but the USDA also announced a 100,000 ton sale to Colombia this morning. Wheat it is mostly higher, underpinned by supportive technical signals and declining world production estimates. Minneapolis up 4 cents in the December contract at $9.12 per bushel. Kansas City up 13 cents in December at $7.28 per bushel. And Chicago wheat up 13 and 3 quarter cents at $7.39 per bushel. The International Grain Council released updated production estimates, lowering their forecast for the world wheat crop this year to 782 million tons from an earlier estimate of 788 million. However, that would still be up from the 773 million tons grown last year. Trade guesses ahead of next week's StatsCan report call for wheat production to be down sharply from the 35 million tons grown last year. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, August 26th. In Winnipeg, for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.